It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Monday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced a stay-at-home order for New Mexicans. She began with an update on new cases of COVID-19 in the state.
We have 83 total COVID-19 cases. That includes 18 new cases. That means that we have cases identified in 11 counties. We have them in Bernalillo County, Sandoval County, Santa Fe County, Socorro, Taos, Doña Ana, Lee, Chavez, San Juan, McKinley, and San Miguel. I directed the Secretary of Health to execute today a new public health order that suspends the operations of all businesses and nonprofit entities that are deemed non-essential. This new order clarifies to a much greater degree which businesses are essential. They include the list that we've discussed before. Hospitals and healthcare services are essential businesses. Grocery stores, pharmacies are essential businesses. Businesses that support the manufacturing of goods for food and healthcare supplies are essential services. Workers like plumbers and electricians and childcare workers are all essential workers. Sanitation work, construction work related to making sure that we have utilities operating appropriately and reliably in our state are all essential services. This is, quite frankly, an instruction to stay home. Now, I have that authority through the Department of Health and a number of other statutory provisions that allow me to instruct every single New Mexican who is not identified as working in an essential service to stay home. And in that instruction, I am further clarifying that we have now reduced by half the gatherings number. That means we don't want to see New Mexicans in groups of larger than five. If we limit person-to-person contact, we will be doing everything in our power to stop the spread or slow it, frankly, slow it in the state of New Mexico. We used our authority to get folks to not work at their place of business. We instructed private sector before this order, the public sector, to telecommute from home. We asked everyone to identify essential workers. We've been doing that and restricting and refining and redefining what that looks like. All of those efforts have been aimed at keeping as many New Mexicans as home, except for going to the grocery store, a medical appointment, and getting gas as possible. That's the only way this will work. New Mexico's legal authority has always allowed us to restrict business operations, both publicly and privately, that protects the public health and safety of every single New Mexican. And while we don't have a system for identifying what shelter in place is, the tantamount effect of what we're doing is basically the same, with a much stronger directive to individuals to stay at home. Now, while most New Mexicans and businesses have voluntarily, even without an order, complied with their social contract for responsibility, far too many New Mexicans are not doing that.
That was New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The new restrictions are in place until April 10th. You can view the news conference at our website, krwg.org. Out of the total 83 positive tests for COVID-19, the New Mexico Department of Health reports that 10 are in Doña Ana County. Speaking of Doña Ana County, the county has announced that today's Board of County Commission meeting will take place as scheduled at 9 a.m., but the meeting will be closed to the public to comply with the governor's public health order. The county says the meeting will be available via live stream at DoñaAnaCounty.org. Las Cruces Public Schools announced Monday that all playgrounds, basketball courts, tennis courts, and all outdoor facilities on district campuses are closed to the public. The move comes after the new public health directive from state officials that restricts gatherings of less than five people and implores residents to stay home. The district says that security and Las Cruces police will patrol campuses to enforce the order. On Monday, Dr. Karen Trujillo, superintendent for Las Cruces Public Schools, said in a press release that intensive cleaning efforts are already underway inside buildings and will extend to include those outdoor spaces. The superintendent also said that the administration was working remotely to ensure meal distribution continues in compliance with social distancing orders. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.